Oh, hey, you're back early. How do I ask? How was the date? Oh, that bad, huh? Yikes. I'm sorry, dude. I was really hoping tonight would finally be a big break for you.
What?
Don't be ridiculous. You're not gonna be alone forever. The special one for you is out there. Somewhere, I promise. Oh, okay, look. Now you're talking crazy. Do you really believe that you don't deserve to have someone love you? Huh? What do they even say?
What?
Are you serious? Who the fuck says something like that on the first date?
Yeah, of course you should have walked out on them. Seriously, you dodged a bullet with that one. It's way better to be single than stuck with someone who does not only appreciate you, but makes you feel small and insignificant like that.
I mean, if that's how they talk to you on a first date, when they're actively trying to impress you, how would they act if you became a full-on couple or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I know sometimes it feels like it would be better to have a piece of shit partner than to be alone. But it's not. Besides, you're not alone. You have me, right? I know it's not the same, but I'm here for you. That has to count for something at least, right?
Hey, come here. Don't let someone like that get you down.
And here, come sit on the couch with me for a bit, all right? I promise talking this through will help. Even if it's just a little bit. It's always nice to hear something out.
Huh?
Oh no. We're not talking about your date. Seriously. Fuck them. I know our home is a democracy, but I'm making an executive decision here. Anyone who makes my girl feel upset like this gets forgotten and left behind. So yeah, we're not uttering one single word about that asshole. Instead, we're gonna talk about how absurdly amazing you are. I'm not letting you leave until you not only smile, but you laugh at least a little bit. Hey, there's a little smile. That's a good start. I think we can get a big smile if I really step up my game. I suppose I could maybe tickle you. But that feels a little mean. Good way to get a laugh, though. Honestly, I don't think there's anything better than a good old-fashioned hug, so come here. See? Do you feel at least a little bit better? Seriously, I mean it when I say that you are worth so much more than you think. I'm sorry your dates have been getting you down, making you feel so small, like that. I've been a bad friend. I should have been doing everything in my power to keep your spirits lifted. Shh. It's okay. You deserve affection. You deserve every cuddle, every hug, and smile I can give. You're worthy of love and care. And please don't you ever think otherwise. There's someone out there for you. Heaps of people that will love you for who you are. And I do know that, actually. I know there's someone out there that will truly love you because I love you. No, I don't mean like I love you like a friend. Well, I mean that, well, I do love you as a friend, but I love you.
For real.
I mean it. I really do love you. I adore the way you smile, the way you laugh. I love how intense you get when we play games. How much you giggle every time I do something ridiculously silly. Oh, I pretend to be mad, but God, I can't help but feel amazing when you're around. Even if you're just giggling at how clumsy it can be. All right, Mrs. Skeptical. Let me prove it to you.
Come here.
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm gonna kiss you, silly. Oh, yes, I am. Does it look like I'm backing down right now? This isn't a game of chicken. I'm going to kiss you. There's no ifs and or buts about it. You understand? Wow. That was... yeah. Over the fuck to you. But that cute smile of yours is getting bigger. Dare I say, barreling towards a full-on grin. Let's keep going, yeah? God, I love you so goddamn much. I have for so long. I just wish I told you sooner. Because despite all my posturing and confidence, I'm still nervous and extremely shy when it comes to confessing my feelings like this. I'm just glad I can get it off my chest. But that's in the past now. The only thing that matters is you and me in this moment together. What's that I say? Hell yeah. Now that's what I call a smile. Now all that's left to do is to make you laugh a bit.
Sorry, Boo. I know I said tickling was mean, but
we both know I'm a little cheeky. Besides, I never said I wouldn't tickle you. Plus, there's no better way to make someone laugh. Isn't that right? Hey, wait. Hold on. Wait. You can't tickle me back. That's cheating. No, stop. Okay. Cheers. Truth. Cheers. Cheers. Okay. All right. And well. A big smile and some laughing. I'd say that's a mission accomplished. Huh. Well, now that you mention it, I know I've technically completed my own mandate to cheer you up. But I think I need to do one more thing. Just so you know how much I really adore you. I think I need to make you come. Would you like that? Oh. I'm just thinking maybe I'd slide my hand up your leg. Maybe beneath your dress. Right up. Here, maybe pull these cute panties to the side and oh, fuck yeah. It seems like someone's already wet. You like that? You like me rubbing your pussy with my fingers and appreciating and pleasuring you? I bet you do. That look on your face says it all. Don't worry. I have no intention of stopping. Not until I've rubbed you all the way to an orgasm. Shh. It's okay. You can go ahead and moan for me. I'd be so fucking on of you. Go on. Do it. Moan for me, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, just lay your head on my shoulder while I finger fuck you. Oh, you're such a good girl for me. My good, good girl. Oh, just like that. Forget about all those dates and focus on me. I'm gonna make you feel good like this every single oh my god, you're so fucking wet. Was that just for me kissing you, by the way? Do you like that? Do you like when I kiss you? Yeah, I love it. I also love how your wet pussy feels on my fingers while I rub you up and down. Oh, do you want me to put my fingers inside of you? Bring the hell out of your sensitive, needy clit. Yeah. Well, you gotta convince me to do that. Maybe another kiss might get me to give in to your demands. Oh, let me grab that face of yours. Fuck. Oh. Oh, is something getting wet already? Even more so? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, now we're talking. Oh, you like that? You like when I pick up the pace like this? Oh, keep moaning. Keep moaning and whimpering for me. Moan my fucking name. Let everyone know how much of a good girl you are for me. My love. I love you so much. God. Just listening to you moan like that. Oh, it's just music to my fucking ears. Fuck. Oh, yes. Louder. I want you to be louder than that. Let that slutty mouth of yours be known. Oh, fuck. God, you're such a good girl. Oh, melting into the couch while I pleasure you. Kneading your pussy like this. I bet you want it so bad, huh? You've been wanting this for a while, haven't you? You good girl. I wish I would have came to you sooner. But now you're mine. All mine. Nobody can have you. No, this is the kind of attention and care you deserve. But you don't have to worry about that now. So as long as you let me, I will love you. I will spend every day reminding you how special and amazing you are. I don't ever want to let a single doubt creep into your mind that you're worth anything less than the world to me. It doesn't matter what any of your dates said. Whatever they made you feel, they're all wrong. You are the fucking best. And you always will be to me. And that'll never, ever change. My good, good girl. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for being in my life. I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're just gripping around my fingers. Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Oh, fuck. As much as I want to edge you right now, to draw this out as long as possible. You've been such a good girl for me tonight. And a good girl deserves nothing less than to come her fucking brains out. Oh, so go ahead. Come for me. Squirt all over my fingers and give into that insane pleasure. That pure bliss. Fog your mind. Oh, do it for me. Be a good girl and listen. Oh, do you need a bit more? A bit more? It's overstimulation. Come here. Oh, that's it. Go for it. Oh, yes. Come for me. Come for me, my sweet girl. Just squirt your mess.
over my fucking fingers. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Right there. Oh, fuck. I just love how you're wrapping around me tightly like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at you. What a fucking mess you are for a good girl. Whoa. It looks like somebody was a little pent up, huh? Look at this mess you made. Don't worry, I'll clean it up.
Oh, don't you dare apologize.
I loved every second of it. Now, how do you feel now, Still upset over your dates?
You're damn right. What date? Also, I know it was impromptu, and I didn't take you out to eat or anything, but I still think this was a pretty damn good first date, don't you think? I mean, making it all the way to third base is a fucking good first date to me.
You're so sweet. I'm glad we can finally be open with each other.
Again, I really wish I had the courage to tell you sooner.
But don't worry.
I fully intend to make it up to you. Now, how about you get cleaned up and get into bed?
I'll tidy up this little mess we made out here.
Because, let's be honest, it was kind of my fault to begin with anyways.
And then, after this, I'll get into bed with you. And maybe we can make out so we pass out. How does that sound?
I knew you would be open to the idea. And don't worry,
we'll go out soon enough. How does tomorrow sound? We can maybe go out to your favorite place. Maybe even go catch a movie too. Just like a real date. And then we can have fun afterwards when we get home.
And better yet, you can be whatever spoon you want to be.
Just because I love you so much.
Now get into bed, Cooper.